This morning we invite you back to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Actually, we'll begin reading with verse 28 of chapter 2. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word once again. This morning, as we continue on with our study, our focus verses will be verses 7 through 10, as we hopefully will get through these verses today. Verse 7, John writes, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother." Our subject this morning is, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Now, as we consider our subject this morning, the question which actually the subject raises is this: do not be deceived concerning what? Do not be deceived concerning what? Now, to answer the question, we must look back at that as a context and come forward. Now, we've looked at the context several times now as we've worked our way through these verses. So I know that you have a fairly good overview of the verses that are here in the context. But let us once again just very quickly run back over the thoughts. Back up in verse 28 of chapter 2, John, he calls upon the little children to abide in him, that they might have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. And then in verse 29, he says, if you know that he's righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. That being a very key verse here in this section. John dealing with that of those who are born of Him, those who are born of Him. And then as we come on into chapter 3, John called upon those to whom he was addressing to behold the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Then he spoke of the hope that we have as the children of God, and how that everyone that has this hope purify themselves even as He is pure. Then last week, as we entered into verse 4, we told you that it seemed like that John left that of what he was dealing with, and that verse 4 seemed out of character with that of what he had been writing about up to this point. But actually, as we said last week, it is not out of character with that of what he stated in verses 28 and 29 of chapter 2 and verses 1 through 3. It was just that in those verses, John's focus was upon that of those who are the children of God, those who are born of God. Now, beginning with verse 4 and coming on down through the verses remaining in that of the section, John gives us that of a contrast between those who are born of God and those who are not of God. And as we said last week, there are two groups of people in this world. There are those who are born of God and those who are not born of God. Those who are the children of God and those who are not the children of God. In verse 4 last week, John set before us a definition concerning sin. He told us that sin is lawlessness. In verse 5, he told us the reason for Jesus' appearance to take away our sins. In verse 6, he told us that the one who abideth in Him sinneth not. The one who abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen Him, neither known Him. Now this brings us up to that of our verses that are before us this morning. And in verse 7, he writes, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous." John addresses his readers once again with words of tenderness, words which would express that of how that these ones to whom he addressed was dear to that of his heart. "Little children, let no man deceive you," or "let no one deceive you." He warns in tenderness. He exhorts the little children of with regards to that of being deceived. He calls upon them not to be deceived, which implies that they are liable to being deceived. That there is a possibility of them being deceived. Now, I would just stop here and I would ask the question, is this command for us today? Let no man deceive you. Little children, let no man deceive you. Is there a possibility of us being deceived? Just like the little children whom John addresses here in the passage. What does John mean, "let no man deceive you"? What is it to be deceived? It is to be led astray. It is to cause one to wonder, to be misled. Have you ever been misled by someone or something? Have you ever believed that what you were doing or what one was saying to you, that it was indeed right, only to find out that it wasn't right? That what the individual said, or that of what you were doing, you were thinking that it was that which is right, that it turned out to be wrong? I'm sure all of us at one time have had that to take place to us. John knew it was possible for these little children to be deceived, and not only, beloved, true of the little children, but also us also. And he calls upon them to not be deceived, which also implies that John thought that these little ones, these little children, that they had some discernment. Discernment to recognize what is false and what is true. However, if one is already deceived, they wouldn't necessarily have, perhaps, this discernment. Discernment between that which is right, that which is wrong. Now, how do you suppose they would have this discernment? I say to you, the Word of God. Knowledge of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. John spoke earlier about the anointing that they had received, anointing of the Holy Ghost, who we know Jesus spoke of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, and that He would come and that He would lead, teach us, and He would lead us into truth. He would give us understanding, guide us. Little children, let no man deceive you. Yes, there is a possibility of being deceived. That's why we need to know what the Word of God says. You know what I said? What the Word of God says. Not what someone else said, that the Word of God said, or the preacher who said, this is what the Word of God said, but that we know what the Word of God says. That we've been in that of the Word of God. That's not to say that one who would be preaching and teaching the Word of God, one who would stand before you as they preach and teach the Word of God, and you have the Word of God before you, and you see that they are indeed teaching the Word of God, that you ought not to believe them. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. John has been dealing with that of sonship. And as we entered into the passage beginning with verse 4, he gave us that of a definition of sin, which is contrary to that which is righteousness, that which is right. Sin being that of lawlessness, that of righteousness, that of living righteously being that of living in a right manner according to that of the Word of God. God's revealed Word. He says, "Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous." John does not say one is righteous because of doing righteous deeds here. Note. He says the one who doeth righteousness is righteous. He does righteousness. And the reason why he does righteousness, the reason why he lives righteously, according to that of the Word of God, it is because that he is righteous. He practices righteousness. He walks in the light. What does this righteousness that John is speaking of, what does it look like? What we're telling you is that the one who is righteous, that John here is telling us, there's going to be some evidence of it. There's going to be something in that of the life of that individual or individuals that is going to set forth the very fact that they are righteous. There's going to be evidence. Well, John has told us what it looks like. In the past several chapters, it involves that of walking in the light as God Himself is in the light. Note back over in chapter 1, he says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Secondly, in chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So, secondly, we could say that the one who has evidence in their life as far as that of obedience to the commands of God. 1 John chapter 2 verses 9 and 11, he gives us some other verses. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So, the one that John is speaking of here, who he is declaring, or making a statement that that one is righteous, the evidence of that is that of one walking in the light, one obeying the commandments of God, one loving that of his brother. That's what it looks like, is what John tells us. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. He that practices righteousness. There is a present tense there in the Greek. It's an ongoing thing. And no man deceive you, he that doeth or practiceth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Who is righteous? Who is righteous? I have in verse 29, John wrote, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Born of him. Born of who? Born of God. You know that he that is God is, if you know that he that is God is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Coming down to our text. Even as little children, no man deceive you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. God. God manifested in the flesh, Jesus. He is our example. He is the one who has declared God unto us. And his life has set before us that of one who kept the law perfectly. He lived a life that was perfect, doing always those things that please the Father. And so John says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness or practices righteousness is righteous, because the practicing of righteousness is evidence that, one is righteous, even as or just as he is righteous. He being our example. In verse 8, he writes, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil. He that practiceth sin, whose habit is that of sinning, who consents to that of sinning. It's not one who stumbles that John's writing about here. No, what John, the one that John is writing to here in verse number 8 in this first statement, is one, beloved, who practices sinning. In other words, his life is one of continual sinning, and he desires. He consents to it by giving himself over to it. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Do you believe there is a devil? Now, most people, if on the outside the world, they laugh. You bring up the devil, and I mean, it just You know, to them that's silly. Silliness. The word devil means slanderer. In Genesis chapter 3, we see the devil for the first time. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. No one says, well, that, you're talking about a snake there. Yeah. And the devil, he's a snake. He's a deceiver. He's a slanderer. And what we see there in Genesis chapter 3, he is Satan, or the devil, slandering God. Not only does he slander God, he also slanders those who are God's children. He that committeth sin is of the devil, or practices sin is of the devil. Of the devil. They're under that of his sway, that of his influence. And the reason why they are is because they are deceived by him. They are influenced by him, and they do things just like him. They sin. They live in rebellion against God. He that practices sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now, the word beginning there, as we've said many times, John uses this word, and you have to normally, in the interpretation of it, interpret it according to context. From that of the beginning, Satan sinned. He rebelled against God in the beginning. Sin originated with the devil, with Satan. For the devil sinneth. They have a present tense there. Idea is that of continuance. He sinned. He has sinned. He is still sinning. He is still in rebellion. From the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this reason, the Son of God. You know, it says the Son of God, and the reference here is to none other than that of God the Son in human flesh. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested. He was revealed. that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, what are the works of the devil? What does the devil do? He rebels against God. That's sins against God. What else does he do? He deceives. What else does he do? Turn over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Verse 14, Paul writes, or the writer of Hebrews writes, "For as much then as the children are protected of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Here in these verses, we see that the writer of Hebrews tells us that the devil, that he enslaves. Man is enslaved. Enslaved to sin. Enslaved to that of the devil. John tells us here in our text, "For this purpose," or "for this reason, the Son of God was manifested, was revealed, that he might destroy or abolish the works of the devil." Has that taken place? Was indeed the Son of God victorious? He came with that of a work to do, is what he said. When he hung there upon the cross, he said, "It is finished." What was finished? The work that God had given him to do. And was he victorious? I say to you, yes. He was victorious. He came and was victorious and did what he came to do, and that is to free men and women from that of the slavery of sin and the devil. It's in this light that John urges his readers to not be led astray by those who claim that sinful behavior does not matter. John, in verse 7, gives us the one who is righteous. He practices righteousness, even as he is righteous. Speaking of God, God manifested in the flesh. In verse 8, he gives us the one who is not righteous, who sins. He's of the devil. John, as he penned these words, he was warning these little children to not be led astray, to not be deceived. Why do you suppose he gave this warning? We could say, well, because we can be deceived. Beloved, it goes back. It goes back to that of those who had left the fellowship. For you see, they believed that you could be in fellowship with God and walk in darkness. They didn't believe that that was something that was incompatible with God. That it was all right is what they believed. Paul in the book of Romans, he deals with that of an issue. The issue of grace and sin. Of course, he was dealing with that of those that were saying, well, Paul, if you believe in grace, then we can go out and sin and do whatever we want to. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. We have those in our day today that believe it's the very same thing. They believe it's all right. We're saved by grace. It doesn't matter what or how that we live. Well, John here is telling his little children that's not the case. And it's not the case. Claim to be in fellowship with God. Means that one walks in life, obeys His commandments, and they love the brother. To claim to be in fellowship with God, John has told us, one must walk in life even as he is in life. One must be obedient to the commands of God. Whatever they be, and love the brother. We'll stop there and pick up this next few verses. Let us stand. Let's have a closing hymn. Hymn number 339. Hymn number 339. By His grace. By His grace I am redeemed. By His blood I am made clean. As I now can know Him face to face. By His power I have been raised, hidden now in Christ by faith. I will praise the glory of His grace. By Your grace I am redeemed, by Your blood I am clean, and I now can know You face to face. By Your power I have been raised, hidden now in You by faith. I will praise the glory of Your
Heavenly Father, we bow to thank You and praise You, Lord God, this morning, speaking to our hearts, Lord, we rejoice. Lord, if Thou hast cleansed us and made us whole, Lord, we pray, Lord, we be vessels fit for Thy honor and usage for us. seek that, I bless the church here for the testimony. Pray to be in my house until I come to use this. Pray, Lord, just everyone in this here, this life, be blessed and courage. Christ, through us, life, be with us, God, Lord,